Hi guys, it's Holly here. This chat I'm going to do on confidence and how to have some self-confidence. I get asked a lot how I'm so confident, and it always makes me smile a little bit inside because, believe me, I didn't start out like that. My background is that I started working as a TV actress when I was 11 years old. So I got thrust into a very adult world very, very young, although I did thrust myself in there. It certainly wasn't my parents. But being around adults and being around adult company and being put on a pedestal on this, where people can judge, being put on television and then people having comments and going to school and people making comments about that, it didn't give me good self-esteem when I was growing up. It's a very awkward time, that 11, 12, 13, and then through my teenage years, I grew up on television. And it really gave me a terrible lack of self-esteem. I didn't like the way I looked. I had makeup artists correcting the way I looked, which made me very aware of that. So certainly physically, I was very, very unconfident. I think most people go through that in their teenage years. It's a terrible time for all that. You feel awkward in your own body. You feel like everybody's better than you. And it doesn't just, you know, it's not just about how I looked. I doubted my own ability in most areas as well. So I wasn't a confident person, and I can vividly remember being in many circles where I had desperately had something to say, but I just couldn't bring myself to get the words out. And I don't think there was a lightning bolt even moment where I went, that's it, I'm now going to be confident. But it was lots of little things, the compound effect of doing lots of little things, that made me suddenly realise that it wasn't that scary. That if I did speak, if I did voice an opinion, actually nothing happened, but a conversation was generated, a debate might be had, but actually it was quite nice. So I made a decision to start, first of all, in terms of how I looked, in terms of that side of things. I decided that when I was given a compliment, instead of spiraling into the normal thing that I did, which is to tell that person the million and one things that are wrong with me and be completely self-deprecating, make the other person feel awkward, make myself feel awkward, nobody's feeling good from that compliment. Instead of doing that and then feeling crap because I've just mentioned all the things I feel bad about, what I did was when somebody said, "Oh, you look really nice," I said, "Thank you," and nothing else. And that felt terrifying. That felt absolutely terrifying just to say thank you. I bet many of you are thinking now, there's no way I could do that. I'd feel sick. How embarrassing. They'd think I thought I was brilliant. No, they wouldn't. Do you know what would really happen? Is that person would feel really good about having given you a compliment. And they would walk away feeling pretty good that they'd made you feel good. And you felt good because you didn't actually talk about all the negative things that you normally would talk about. What you did was accept that compliment, walk away with that compliment in your mind, not the list of negative things that you normally conjure up in a moment like this. So I'm going to ask you to try that. It's a really, really simple technique, but when someone gives you a compliment, whatever it is, whether it's your work that you've done, whether it's the way you look, whether it's, you know, something that you've done, whatever it is, just say thank you. Say thank you, that's really kind of you. And that's what I started to say. And over time, that had a massive impact on my mindset. I started to accept the compliments, and the voice of the compliment was starting to seep into my mindset rather than me always hearing my own negative self-talk. What I was starting to hear was compliments from other people. And that started to have an impact. Next of all, I read a lot of self-development books, and I think it's really, really important to look at your mindset all the time. It's super important. If you watch or follow any of my stuff across social media, you'll know that I'm massively into mindset, and it's something that doesn't just go away. I will still have dips and moments of self-doubt, lack of confidence, and that's okay. So the next step with your self-confidence is to start small, but to push yourself out of that comfort zone. Because when you do something, even if it's really small, that pushes you outside of your comfort zone, just stretches you that little bit, you actually feel pretty good about it afterwards. You feel pretty great that you've achieved something, no matter how big or small. And you feel that little bit braver. I'd also like you to just start setting yourself some challenges. You know, if it's a lack of confidence in social situations, just say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go to this social event and I'm going to stay there an hour and then I'm going to go home. But you've done that hour that you might not have done previously. Or in a social, in a conversation, in a social setting, maybe you agree or you disagree, or you make one comment, one opinion that you would never have made before, and you just say it out loud, and then you let that be in the conversation, and no doubt people will continue that conversation, and you just let that be, and you feel that fear and that worry in your mind, and you do it anyway, and you move on, and you will realize that actually nothing happens. Confidence is just learned behavior, okay? It comes through practice. In the same way, if you wanted to get a ripped body, you'd go down the gym and you'd work on your body. You can work on your self-confidence. I have no doubt that if you are lacking in confidence, it is because you have learned that behavior, you have been taught that behavior, and you can unlearn it. And it starts from a decision. You decide right now that you no longer want to hide in the shadows. You no longer want to be that meek, mild mouse. You want to be somebody that no matter how, whatever your opinion, you feel confident enough to say it and say it confidently. And it doesn't have to be loud. It's not about being the life and soul of the party. You can be quietly confident and just know that you're comfortable saying your piece because you are a valid person with really important opinions, because truly everybody is. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has something to say, but you've got to be brave enough just to let that voice out a little bit, and you'll realize that truly people are good and people actually, they run with it, and it won't be as scary as you can imagine in your mind. So set yourself some challenges. Write them down. It's important to write things down. Write yourself down 10 confidence challenges. What are you going to do that is going to push you out your comfort zone, that is going to make you feel a bit scared, but you know you can achieve it. You're going to achieve it. And as you do all of these different things, I want you to tick them off. And when you finish 10 tasks that you have set out, you are going to feel amazing. And that in turn is going to develop your confidence. It's also important to mimic confident people. So if you can think about somebody now in your life that is pretty confident, and you look at them and you think, yeah, that person's really confident. They seem fine talking about things. They seem fine going up to somebody and asking them out on a date. Whatever the lack of confidence in, watch that person. How do they carry themselves? What do they do? You know, they're no doubt they stand up tall. Their shoulders are back. You know, they're very open in their gestures. Body language is very, very important. How do they shake hands with somebody? How do they hold their handbag? Whatever it is, watch those people, study them, and start to take note. Now, I know this is only a really short introduction to how to develop your confidence, and I will certainly be doing more on this because I think it's so important, and I think it's something that it comes up time and time again. People ask me why I'm so confident, and believe me, it is learnt behaviour. I have taught myself by being scared, by pushing myself out my comfort zone. It does not happen overnight, and I did not. And sometimes I'm terrified. Sometimes I'm completely riddled with self-doubt, but that's okay because I'm a human being, and so are you. So give yourself a break and just do the tasks that I've set out for you and see what happens. And I'd love to hear more. So get in touch with me across all of my social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Holly Matthews Success Coach. I'm on Instagram at Holly Matthews 84, Twitter at Holly Matthews, Periscope. Reach me at hollymatthews.net if you want to tell me all your stories. I would love to hear them. And I look forward to hearing from you. And I will do some more on this, on confidence as well over the next few weeks.